So I have a question for your reflection. When you hear comes to mind king, hear the word king, that silently, head shake. If you have an image in your head, shake it. And very soon, we are going to see the king. Very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and we are soon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we're going to see the King. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all Lord, with glad words. Come into his presence, no singing. No, know that the Lord is God. That we be that make his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The sheep of his pasture enter into his gates with thanksgiving, with praise. Thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, generations, his ever and his faith. Amen. And we can almost smell the amen as we mentally prepare for the fixings of things. This opportunity are the sheep. The psalmist writes, we are the our good shepherd tends to our needs better than we could ever tend to our good shelves. Amen. Point in time, we need to make it to this point in time, for indeed daily being God. Being our good shepherd means that we are not forgotten. One who will serve. It means that in the nooks and crannies of creation, reach us, uplift us. Good shepherd has over introduced us to our true selves. It's possible because our good shepherd grooms us as his own. And that this good shepherd be act us, the lowly sheep, to be active participants in tending the flock. The image of God as the good shepherd is embraced, amen. Most parts, we are in times of distress, over and over in times of the life and tragic moment within of the hospital, loved ones in the halls of the hospital. Word that there was death, saying, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall. One as this faithful caretaker loves us in the and in our own waywardness. But the Bible, there is full of depiction of that descends. God is depicted as a dove in the Gospel of Matthew that of God offers us in scripture. Images like forces of nature, fire, inanimate objects such as fire, and images and as well, who pretend, or the mama, lion, and eagle, father, son, gardener, mother, warrior, ruler, master. To all have different levels, our lives, our backgrounds, and for sure, God's place before us. And have gifts. All of these images have gifts and limitations. We cannot comprehend and who God is and help us to understand. One divine is with us. One of kings. King. King of kings. Sounds wonderful. Amen. King. This word historically exists specifically because with kings. We have an uneasiness with the word kings. Is it some person sitting on a throne? High and mighty. Reflected in a tangible name of our NFL football team. So, a little work to see the gifts that are in calling Christ. Many of us are king, amen? Particularly of us born in language, and it's hard for it to resonate. Now that you've had some time to say this out loud, some of the images when you heard the word king. Brown? Purple. Red. Robes. Martin Luther. Say, long? Lost. Having long? We hear this of responsibility. Empowering. Let's hold each other's words in our mind as we continue. Yearly, we come back to the final day of our Lady on what calendar, and we reflect specifically to proclaim Christ as a Christian and to proclaim Christ as King, indeed, like the King of Kings. And like I said, we oftentimes need some help in doing this, loving this being as helps us. Jesus himself helps us in images to better understand this morning found in of God, parables about the kingdom of God. Jesus wants us to understand what it is all about. It will take place. And it will be on a with him. Others will be gathered before him. Then our parable will kings, the ruler, the nations. Authority, this kind about kings, amen? And action feel about. But this perfect king parable is in the very telling grace and mercy of as we hear from Jesus himself, one from separate people, one separate sheep from shepherd, separate then the right hand and the goats at his left, and then the king will say to those at his right, come. Blessed by found the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry to drink, I was a stranger to me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was imprisoned and you. Perfect king, nurse, Lord, shepherds to all God. Stand Jesus who loves us. Life situations, a most humble of life situations. An immigrant in a city, being a stranger and immigrant. And vulnerable, being ill. Being lonely, things that by the many, compassion. Christ the King is on accumulating. King is not focused on accumulating extravagant lifestyle. Amen. Instead, this King instead is going of his way to and status because this King, the least, bows down from heaven. You were hungry and gave you food or thirsty and gave you something to drink. When was it that I saw you a stranger and welcomed you or that I saw you sick? When was your king will answer them at least just as you did it for my family, me. Jesus, this just king, is at stake for us. Our life and our eternal life in the kingdom of be loving. To be for the least of, to care, to, and as hard as it can be to hear from Jesus in our kingdom, our just king, least of these, because they care less about the least of these. You that are accursed, cared for the devil gave me, no, you did, you gave to welcome me naked, and you gave me no clothing, said, Lord, what? And did not take, truly, said very did not go to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment. But fire, eternal life. Punishment, these are words. And King, what I felt our King and our God say eternal realm to understand the eternal not whether we choose to love or Christ, it means making the choice to love, and by our actions and inactions for the sake of the vulnerable in our world, they reflect who created us, shepherdess and queen. So my prayer for this week is that we will leave by use of our time and gifts for the high honor of loving the least of these. No more crying. There, more crying. No, we are going to see the King. No, we are crying there to see the King. To see the King. In the name of the royal and defined Father, Spirit, amen. And Holy Spirit, amen.